This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's not like I'm going out on a limb with what I'm about to say here, but someday, and maybe someday soon, actually, real cash money is going to be but a distant memory. It's all going to be ones and zeros and digital payments and Bitcoin and stuff like that. Today's example, the Wall Street Journal reports that Apple is getting into the peer-to-peer payment business, moving money around with a swipe and a tap on your phone. Apple is said to be in talks with banks about adding that feature to its payment platform known as Apple Pay. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports there is good money to be made in replacing the old-fashioned ways that we pay.
An army of companies is lusting over your wallet.
The major banks, Venmo, Google, PayPal, Square.
Brian Yeager is with eMarketer. They're all trying to move your wallet from your pocket to your phone or computer. The thing about wallets is that you can open them and give money to people. The ability to do that electronically has been around for a while, but it is on fire right now.
69 million U.S. adults will use mobile peer-to-peer payments in 2015. That's a third of mobile device owners.
That's going to likely double by 2020. Venmo payment volume almost tripled in the past year, from $700 million to almost $2 billion a quarter. For consumers, the draw is obvious.
There are frequently no fees attached to it.
Colin Gillis is director of research at BGC Financial. So if it's free half the time, why are companies so drawn in? Because the real goal of peer-to-peer money transfers isn't fees, it's
to bring people into the platform.
That is, if you can use your iPhone to pay your friend, you'll stick around to use it to pay for music or pay for groceries. Whatever you're doing, you'll be using Apple or Google or Venmo or Facebook, or you get the idea.
The second thing that matters in mobile is data.
Julie Osk is vice president at Forrester Research.
And P2P payments, wallets, any kind of payments give us a lot of insights into who our friends are, who we spend time with, where we spend our money.
And these days, data is money. Apple, though it focuses less on data, will be well-positioned if it enters this space. It already has 800 million iTunes accounts with cards on file. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.